This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Yesterday, the oil giant BP gave up on its latest attempt to stop the leak spewing millions of gallons of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It was just the most recent in a series of disappointments for South Louisiana as residents watch columns of oil march against their coastline. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City has more from Burris, Louisiana.
It wasn't a perfect afternoon for the Plaquemines Parish Seafood Festival. Storms were gathering. Large swaths of prime shrimping and fishing areas were closed. But for Parish President Billy Nungesser, it was a welcome diversion.
It's just what we needed as a little break, what we've been going through here in the parish for the last month.
The break didn't last long. Nungesser stepped off the side of the stage and glanced at his BlackBerry.
We just got word the plug didn't work. Just got an email saying the plug did not work and the oil is continuing to flow. Just 2 seconds ago.
3 hours later, BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttles, had a press conference.
After three full days of attempting top kill, we have been unable to overcome the flow from the well. So we now believe it's time to move on to the next of our options, which is the LMRP, Lower Marine Riser Package, cap.
Well, the failure of top kill was big news. It was no surprise at the shrimp and oyster boat docks in Empire, Louisiana.
I kind of figured that wasn't going to work anyway, because if it was going to work, they probably would have tried it in the very beginning.
Kerry Despo has been in the shrimping and oyster business 24 years. The oil relentlessly spewing into the Gulf 41 days now could ruin his livelihood. But he can only wait and see what BP does to stop it.
I hear they're doing something else now. I don't know. Some other type of hat or cap or whatever. Let's hope they finally get it.
It's a desperate situation for shrimpers and oystermen. The oil is coming, and once it gets into estuaries and oyster beds, it'll kill plants and animals there, taint the fish, and lodge there, perhaps for years. Like many others in this area, Despo thinks he knows how to protect the fertile coastal waters, berms. Barriers built on the shallow seafloor to protect estuaries and marshes from the encroaching slicks. It's a plan that's been pushed by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and Billy Nungesser. The failure of the top kill maneuver intensified Nungesser's drive to get the work underway.
We got to build these Barrier Islands. We got to build them now. I'll be calling the president of BP and beg him to do the right thing in build these islands. We will never keep this all out if we don't.
Nungesser wants to go beyond the pilot project the Coast Guard is working on, and even beyond the 45 miles of berms approved by the Army Corps of Engineers. He wants a system enclosing much of the southern Louisiana coast. He said so yesterday at the Seafood Festival.
And we won't stop till we get that done. We're going to win this war. Thank you for everybody for coming and supporting our cause.
Dredge, baby, dredge!
Thank you.
Frank Morris, NPR News, Burris, Louisiana.